You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget to check out our website, 805favorites.com.
805favorites.com. And you know what? I even do some Twitter.
Twitter or tweeting?
Whatever it's called, 805 Favorites. So sometimes you can find out where the heck we've been and where we're going. You know, it's really cool.
And don't forget, our call-in number is 278.
No, 289.
289. It's still, you know, it's getting later, but I don't know.
You're still not awake. 289-1520.
And you can call in and ask us questions. I mean, so if you have questions on wine, and I know we're going to be covering food because what goes better with wine than food?
Nothing.
Call us. We'll answer the
give
questions
us a call.
For us.
Give us
for
a you. Call. And that's one of the things we're going to do in the 7 o'clock hour. I know it's brand new and you're getting used to it or whatever else. But if you got something, you got a hot tip for us on restaurants or wineries or breweries or whatever, give us a holler. You know, let us know what it is. We're only two people. There's only so much we can do. But one thing, talking about food, I want to talk real quick about La Fonte. La Fonte, of course, is up there in Ojai in the arcade right on Ojai Avenue. Boy, if you want to go today, and it's hot in Ojai right now, but go up maybe later today and go in there and get a cold beer or a glass of wine and a great pizza, calamari, some of the panini. La Fonte is just original because you got Stefano cooking in there. Stefano's from Venice, Italy, a great guy. They also own Osteria Monte Grappa, which is one of the nicest restaurants out there. But give them a chance, give them a try. I think. I knew we had something there. It is early, and I'm not going to say Spence was asleep because Spence wakes up at like 1 in the morning.
Yes, he does.
He goes to bed at 12:30, gets up at 1, and runs in here as fast as he can. But now we've got another part of the 7 o'clock hour here. We've got Jason Hendrick, and Jason Hendrick is with Everybody's Hungry. He's a food blogger. He knows a lot about food. And Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
I can't wait to hear about the food that you're going to talk about.
Well, I'm hoping to bring some good things about food today, but I have to tell you, I was a little nervous. My first time on the radio this week, or ever, for that matter, let me clarify.
Okay.
And I was a little nervous, and I thought to myself, what would Tom do to relax? So this week, I went and ate that Borschenk you were talking about last weekend.
Oh, yeah, Cafe Zach.
Oh, baby. That was some tasty
Did I tell
stuff.
You that Borschenk is off the map?
It was awesome. I ate the leftovers at work the next day, and I wish I had
wait
some.
Wait a minute. Oh, leftovers.
See, right there, that's a sin.
No.
But I had to pay because I knew I wanted to have it for a couple days in a row. So I had dessert as well. And I'm like, I got to have
some. If you got to have it for a couple days, you order another Borschenk on the way out.
Well, lessons learned, Tom. Lessons learned.
The whole thing.
That's a sin right there. You do not have leftovers of Borschenk, okay?
I'm biting the bone. In fact, I cracked a tooth trying to get a piece of meat out of that bone.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the intro, too. And like you said, and from Everybody's Hungry, a food blogger. But just real quick about the Everybody's Hungry, a little bit more to it than just food blogging. My wife and I donate 10% of our dining expenses every month back to FoodShare through the blog. And we're also moving into some behind-the-scenes food tours and events that act as mini food drives for FoodShare as well.
Excellent. Anything with FoodShare, we're 100% behind. That is such a great cause.
But again, like you said, the focus is on food. I grew up in the Midwest, and back in the Midwest, it's all about comfort food. Right?
Okay.
So for today, we're going to talk about a little comfort food through Paradise Pantry.
And I was reading through his notes, and I won't spoil the surprise, but one of my favorites.
Excellent. And Paradise Pantry is at 677 East Main Street. Every week, Kelly Briglio, who's one of the owners, along with Tina LaBar, she puts out a food special. And it's always either a mac and cheese and a panini, sometimes a dessert. This week, again, it's while it lasts, so you got to get in there Wednesday or Thursday right away. She's doing a lasagna mac, which has Italian turkey sausage, sun-dried tomatoes, mushrooms, spinach, zucchini, and a pesto ricotta, topped with a walnut parmesan crust. Sounds kind of tasty. Again, comfort food, warms the soul. And then the panini is Tuscan beef panini, slow-braised beef with red wine and roasted tomatoes, truffle aioli, and a double cream Gouda cheese.
Wow.
See, I'm going to say let's mix them both together and come up with a mac and cheese panini. Doesn't that sound
good?
What?
I think Custom Melt did that.
I anticipate she'd be open to that suggestion. Because every week the mac and cheese and the panini change, so you got to get in there and check it out. You know, most people know Paradise Pantry as the wine and cheese shop, but they do a pretty solid food menu. They're doing sandwiches, pâtés. They've got a great little gourmet market that's featuring a lot of local vendors, such as Ojai Olive Oil, David's Blends, Garlic Gold right here in Ventura.
Do they do
olive oil pairings? I mean, or tastings?
Not that I know of yet, but it's something that if you offered it, she'd probably Kelly and Tina would probably do that for you because they're really good at making the cheese suggestions as well. You go in there, kind of give them a style that you like or flavor profile, and they'll do their best to give you some good selections.
We got to get in there. I don't think we've ever gone there.
Doing beer now too, Tom, because I know you're a beer guy. They're doing local beer with Ouroboros, Surf, Island, Figaro Mountain.
Very good.
So put the beer with the food.
I love those guys.
So, why did you choose this place?
It's funny you say that. My wife and I are frequent to Paradise Pantry mainly because it's within walking distance of our home.
Oh, okay.
And I say that loosely because, the wine selection is fantastic. They do great pairings. And the food, always fresh, always flavorful, never disappoints.
Yeah, now I'm seeing right here in your notes, they've got 350 to 400 varieties of wine?
Definitely.
Really?
They're largely a wine shop. They're doing the food in the tasting room as well, but they're trying to focus in on the California wine, Central Coast. Mm-hmm. They have a few international and domestics as well, but really trying to showcase what we have to offer in the state of California.
So they're one of those places that has really the gourmet cheeses that you go in and you say, when I want blue cheese, it's going to be really good blue cheese.
It's really good. They bring in some fantastic cheeses. The case is right there when you walk in the door. The smell hits you.
Oh, nice.
You've got the textures. They'll do tastings, so if you're not sure what you're ready to eat, they give you a little slice. They also do cheese platters. You can do a meat and charcuterie and cheese platter while you're sitting there having your wine tasting.
Nice.
Wine tastings are usually around $10. They give you five wines, and you can get an extra pour as well.
Very cool. Sounds like a neat place.
So they're downtown at 677 East Main Street. Is that right downtown in the heart of Main Street?
It's right on the fringe. It's across from Chicago Ribs, right on the corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It's a small, intimate place, which gives it a nice feel, too. They got some beautiful artwork, low lighting. They don't take reservations, so it's first come, first serve because it is small and intimate, but it makes for a nice evening. You got the lighting and you get a good glass of wine with your significant other, you're going to enjoy yourself.
Now, their phone number is 641-9440. So would you recommend calling ahead?
I would definitely, if you have, a party of more than four, maybe give them a call and just see how the seating is going.
Mm-hmm.
But stop in there and say hello. They're always welcome to, give a good wave and let you know if there's a seat there. Also, they've got a couple of large tables. So if you don't mind snuggling up with some friends that you haven't met yet, please do.
But that's always fun, too.
I like to snuggle. My husband doesn't like to snuggle. What's up with that?
I don't know why you stay with the guy, to be honest with you.
It may be the showering thing we were talking about a little bit ago.
Maybe that's a good point. I never thought of that.
Anyway, thank
you. I'm
going to
get one of those
much.
Little trees in my car when we go together, somewhere.
Oh, the fresheners?
Yeah. I didn't realize there was an issue. Okay, so you're when you come on the show, you're going to be bringing to us, different restaurants and different things that we can do out there that
Most
involve
definitely.
Food?
Yeah, I'm going to try to showcase some of the great restaurants of the 805 from Santa Barbara down through into Camarillo and inward, inland. So everybody's hungry. Again, got to fill the belly.
Everybody is hungry. I'm hungry.
Especially this early in the morning.
Yes,
nobody's had breakfast yet, and you're just putting coffee in.
So how do we find out about you? Do you have a website, or is it Facebook, or what is it?
I have all the above.
Okay.
It's everybodyshungry.org.
Okay.
And, again, it's about my food passions, my adventures, sometimes really unique stuff, so I may surprise you every now and then with an item that people are afraid of, try to find some of those restaurants that are offering something that most people would shy away from. But, again, follow the blog. Great stories. Benefiting food share, and we'll try to bring you some tasty treats throughout the year.
I love it.
Sounds
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
You're very
we
welcome.
Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Having me this morning.
Oh, you know what? And also,
we do have a giveaway for Paradise Pantry.
We do have a giveaway. We just talked about Paradise Pantry right now, and I'm dying to go over there, so I'm looking at that giveaway and thinking about taking it. But what we're going to do, we're going to offer a pair of tastings, two tastings, so one caller gets two tastings to go over there, and like you said, they have like five different wines on there, get a little cheese, and really enjoy your tasting over there. Say hi to them from Tom and Sandy and Jason. I'm going to take caller number 10 on this one, 289-1520, caller number 10.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Perfect.
You got it.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.